This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. My daughter Lucy is talking to me here in the studio. Lucy, do you want to say hello to all the people across the country? You can say out loud. Okay, now she gets shy. But that's why I was a little bit slow jumping on the bandwagon there. She was telling me all about her latest adventures. So it's with the old Saturday Night Live skit there, starring the late Gilda Radner. It's always a something in more ways than one. But anyhow, we're down to business here. Welcome to the program. This hour, we get a really cool guy joining us. He's a TV star. We got a very hot. It's so hot. It's a red hot TV show. It's Motorman, and Motorman himself is with us. And Motorman these days is really traveling all over the place and shooting all kinds of episodes. He's also going to share some news with us about additional distribution channels for the program, and we can't wait to check in with him. We still got a leftover trivia question from the previous hour of the broadcast. If you'd like to chime in on that, we would love to hear from you. We know that the first 300 Corvettes were all painted polo white exterior-wise, but what was the interior color of those first 300 Corvettes? 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go out to sunny California and bring forth a great friend and a gentleman with a wonderful television show. And, you know, I have a lot of guests on the program here that fall into various categories, but this gentleman truly is not only a great broadcaster, journalist, but he's also a great human being, because he's been one of the folks that has helped me out during my time of need here when I'm facing some medical issues, and I want to thank him publicly for that, and I want to welcome him to Auto World. Thank you, Moto Man. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. What's going on over there?
Oh, you know, when you have a five-year-old, it's always kind of semi-chaos, but that's the way it goes.
You learned that early on in the radio days. You are a master at chaos.
Yes, I am a master of chaos. If you work in the radio business, the media in general, you get used to chaos, and I know you're
used to.
You get used to, when you're doing live stuff, or, you know, even when you're shooting your TV show, you have to deal with a lot of chaos. And dealing with guests, I mean, you and I can relate on this. You never know. I mean, sometimes you'll kind of pre-interview somebody over the phone, and they'll be all talkative and ready to go, and then you get them on air or on camera, and they become very quiet, or you get the opposite, which is always very interesting. You get somebody who's, you know, just like deadpan on the phone, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And then you put the microphone in front of them, and they want to take over your show.
I promise I won't take over your show, but I will tell you a funny story that happened recently. Speaking of unexpected situations, we were shooting. So, Bob, as you know, we like to experiment with all sorts of technology because I spent many years in the technology world before I got into entertainment. So we've been doing a lot of 360 virtual reality shooting. So we took the new Nissan Titan XD Cummins turbo diesel out to an off-road park here in California, and we had the VR cameras mounted to it. We were all excited. We were about to get the drone out and put these 360 cameras on the drone. And then all of a sudden, like the SWAT team, like every park ranger in that place descended upon us. And we're like, what's the problem? What's the problem? Well, you can't be shooting here, and, you know, you can't use those kind of cameras. And it's like, yeah, we're going to haul us off to jail. And then after a while, we started talking. They realized we were just playing around and testing the cameras. And I finally asked the guy, I said, why, how did you know that what we were doing? And he flat out said, he goes, we didn't see the cameras. It's that truck you're driving. It was here last week, and there were it was a whole camera crew, and we gave all those guys tickets. You're lucky you're not getting a ticket today.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, didn't expect that one.
You never know what to expect. And drones, I noticed that on some of your shoots. I noticed it first in a Porsche Boxster shoot that you did in Hawaii. And how cool is that you've got that in your arsenal?
Yeah, it's funny how the gear, actually, again, another story. We were just shooting, you think I shoot nothing but Nissans when you hear the story, but I was just shooting the new 2017 Nissan Armada, which is the Patrol. And I had this, we have a very good friend of the show. You might know him, Mike Betts from Nissan. He's an engineer, and he's
also
a fellow Arizona State Sun Devil, so he and I really get along well. Well, he remembers back in the day when we had practically movie cameras mounted in the car to get the in-car camera. And this was only, Bob, what, 6-7 years ago, and now we're using these small lipstick cameras. We put 3 in at a time, and you could barely see them. And Mike, you know, he was noticing and commenting, like, wow, how things have changed in such a short period of time. And it's just amazing that we're using smaller cameras, and now I'm up to, I think we've put out 3 or 4 virtual reality episodes in only a 7-year period. That's how big of a change we've experienced with some of the technology.
Leaps and bounds. It is so true. I mean, the radio technology, too. I mean, stuff that used to cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, has come down to, in some cases, you can get gear that literally, you know, 10 years ago would have cost you $15,000 for $2,500. It's unbelievable. But
it
really is.
How about cars?
Oh, I know the cars. I've been very lucky the last couple of weeks in my test car driveway. I finally, I know you no doubt have probably have been behind the wheel of both of these vehicles, but I got my first taste of the new small Jag, the XE, and I also past week have been living in luxury, giving the Maybach a little bit of a run as far as the ultimate kind of executive sedan. The Maybach is just incredible. But I had a 750 IL with the executive package that it's got a Samsung tablet built into the back seat, and it's got two Blu-ray disc players with plasma screens. I mean, just remarkable.
Well, I got to ask you two questions, and you got to be honest with me. With both the Maybach and the BMW, at any point in the week you had those cars, did you make your wife drive and you sit in the back?
The answer is yes.
I knew it. And then the second question I have is this. Now that you've driven, so you really did a back-to-back, now that you've driven the S-Class, which effectively that Maybach is, and now that you've driven the new 7 Series, do you think the 7 is more competitive, or do you think the S-Class still walks away from the 7?
Well, I'm going to ponder it during this upcoming break. That's a difficult question.
Saved
so we'll put
bill.
It in neutral. Let me think about this. Is it going to be the Maybach? Is it going to be the 7 Series? You're going to have to stay right where you are to find out on the other side as Bob Long and the Motorman continue on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Plus, see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Extraordinaire, Motoman is in the house for this entire hour. That's right. We're talking all about cars, adventures, and travels, and we're going to find out about the news that Motoman is expanded to the sky. That's right. You're going to be able to check it out. I won't give it away, but it's moving skyward as well as expanding across this new digital realm. Before the break, Motoman posed the question to me about whether the BMW 750 IL with the executive package and the luxury package and all the other packages will give the Maybach and the S-Class a run for the money. And Motoman, there's no doubt there's been a lot of looking at the S-Class, because outside of the S-Class and this BMW, it's the only vehicle that I'm aware of that offers, you know, something I never thought we'd ever see in a production automobile, and that's fragrancing. You can actually have a little bit of perfume squirt every now and then. Yeah. Emanate from your dashboard.
Something you probably need with a child in the car. Probably a good idea.
And there are a number of other things that I noticed that they also, they've got the night vision, just like Mercedes as well. And certainly the back seat offers a lot of the same comfort creature notable items that you will find in the Mercedes and the Maybach. This one had the M package. Now, this is the first time that we've got an M. It's still not an M7.
No, they're not going to do an M7. When I went and drove the car, I went to the worldwide launch, and I had the very good fortune of meeting the woman who runs all of product planning for BMW worldwide. And we had a very lively discussion at dinner in New York City with her, and she was very clear. Usually they're not. They're kind of coy about future products, but she was very, very clear that we're not going to do an M version of the 7. The 7 is indeed intended as to the executive limousine market. It's not intended for going around racetracks, although that's where we tested it. And what they did is an interesting strategy is that they took the 7 and they've done the 750, and then you can get the sport pack, that M package that, that you drove. But then they farmed out the car underneath the BMW umbrella to Alpina. And Alpina has tuned it, but it's still warrantied and sold through a BMW dealer. So it's a very strategy they did with that car, very different than what Mercedes has done. And I kind of applaud them for doing it. There's a little fun fact here. The man who is the CEO of Alpina, fantastic guy, not only is he an engineer by training, but he is a well-respected and accomplished race car driver in his own right, where he's won the 24 hours of Nürburgring a couple of times in his career.
Wow.
And he's the CEO. I mean, that's the CEO you want.
Absolutely, a real car guy. And, boy, I love those Alpina products. I haven't had the pleasure of driving the B7 or the B6, but boy, if you want a custom bespoke vehicle, those are just beautiful. So
yeah.
I think,
but
you
have to answer my question dynamically. Which car do you like better, the S Class or the 7 Series? Now that you've driven both.
I'm still pondering here. I like the engine in the S-Class than I like the 4.4-liter twin-turbo in the 7 Series. Dynamically, honestly, I wasn't super impressed with the handling, because it's a big vehicle, and you know, I threw it into a corner that I normally take it at about 20 miles an hour slower, and you know, it did okay, but it wasn't it didn't blow me away. It does have a way you can change the driving your settings. The mapping, and if you do that kind of gives it a little bit of an advantage in the handling department. So as far as an ultimate victor here, which one would I give the nod to between the Maybach and the 7 Series? I think I'm going to stick with the Maybach. What do you think?
I would make it between the 7 and the S. Dynamically, I would always go S class. And it's not just us that's thinking that, because most of the people that actually buy the car, if you look at the sales figures, you could take the BMW, the Lexus, the Jaguar, and put them all in one basket, and the Mercedes still sells rings around that of all those cars.
But I do think they're going to sell a lot of these, and believe me, when it goes away tomorrow, this is one of the vehicles that you have a tear in your eye as it
oh, yeah,
goes away
like
forever.
Yeah. Oh, I've had, they just took Miata. I had the Miata again. I only drove it a year ago, and then I've had it again like 3 weeks ago, and I cried like a baby when from that car.
Yeah.
Is so beautiful.
Oh, it is. Have you driven the 126 Spider? I mean, it's got a more powerful engine.
No, I have not. No,
that should be interesting.
I've spoken to some people who I trust their opinions, and let's just say it's all of them have voted for the Miata. I have heard one person tell me the Fiata is the way to go, because it doesn't really add a hell of a lot more power to it. 10 more horsepower. The engine is that Fiat multi-air Abarth engine.
Yeah.
So I think if you were talking a 220 horsepower engine and then a beefed up suspension, then it's something really to talk about. But I think they made a mistake. Fiat really made a mistake differentiating the car more. I don't think the design is cohesive. I think the design is kind of a mess. And what they should have done from a marketing perspective is said, okay, the Miata does a great job here in this, like, medium power, super balanced realm. Why don't we make an Abarth full-fat 225 horsepower car where you can't get it elsewhere? And I think there would have been a very strong case for the Fiata. Right now, I just don't think there is a strong case for the Fiata.
You know, that's a really good point, because with this configuration, they finally have a rear-wheel drive platform. And
which is great,
and they could open up that Abarth engine and give it a little bit more oomph, because I notice when I drive, the 500, I had a 500C Cabriolet, both the stick as well as the automatic. The automatic is actually faster. But boy, does that thing get nervous! I mean, it really does, and chassis dynamically too. I noticed I had two different Abarth convertibles, and the second one, the automatic one, was a lot more solid. The manual transmission one, I mean, a lot of body rattle, you know, not 2016 standards, to say the least. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear about the expansion of Motorman, and we're going to hear about where he's been and what he's done. You got a question, we got a number, 855-660-4261. The trivia again, the 53 Corvette, the color of the interior. They were all polo white outside. They were all one color inside. This is awesome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Somebody puts their finger on those clock hands and moves them along a little too fast, so we're going to get them on much more often. Motor Man is the man. He's got the hot TV show, 125,000 subscribers to the show, and that's just on YouTube alone. I know they gave you that fancy award, and that's just the beginning. Tell our listeners about all the other platforms, and you've taken to the sky.
We've got 130,000 subs over on YouTube. We are also available on Apple iTunes. We are also available on Google Play. Both we are available for free, and we have our very own mobile app that people can download for both an iOS device as well as an Android device. And I'd like to point out that our Android device is the first ever beyond Google app that actually works natively on Android Auto. And then I am very, very proud to announce, Bob, that we are, as of August 1st, we launched on 5 international airlines. We launched on Virgin Atlantic, Virgin America, Virgin Australia, Emirates.
Yeah. Wow. That is really cool. That is fantastic. So for folks taking flights, they can now find out about the latest new vehicles, and there's so much. I mean, we've said it before, but it is so true. I can't tell folks out there. I mean, if you're listening right now and you're not a real gearhead, not a car crazy person, this is the golden era. I mean, there are so many wonderful cars, so many great stories, and Motoman, you're covering them all.
Yeah, so, you know, when we started the show, it was the very, and you were one of the early ones that found it, as a matter of fact. I'm big, very thankful to you for that. When we started the show, it was a very simple concept. It was, if you had access to any car you would want and could do anything you would want, what would you do with it? And that's literally how we came up with Ordinary Car Guy, that's me, Extraordinary Experiences. Like, for example, I've gone and piloted the Goodyear Blimp. I've gone and built a Bentley from start to finish. I've rallied in Targa, Newfoundland, a Challenger SRT8. I've built four FEMA show cars with Mazda. And then, as you've discussed, we drive all these new cars. Like, literally, going up to Vancouver and driving the first car, the new version of the first car we ever had on the show, the Hyundai Equis, which is now called the Genesis G90.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you do such a great job with those interviews and get an opportunity thanks to the automakers. I mean, you're on the A-plus list. I mean, you get to go to all the real cool introductions. And like you said, they're worldwide. So you're showing your viewers some really cool footage. What was it like building the Bentley? That must have been a real treat.
Experience, actually. You want to hear a funny story? That was years in the making. I have been after Bentley for years to let me in the factory to build a car. Because if you remember, yeah, like within the first year, I went over to Morgan and I built a Morgan start.
I remember.
But you know Morgan. Morgan is a shed. You know, anybody could walk in there and build a car. Well, when you try to go to Volkswagen Group and ask them to build a car, they're not so, you know, they don't take kindly to that. So the people over here were like, I don't know if that's going to work. And then finally, they were like, I'll tell you what, we'll make you a deal. If you come and drive the 16 model year Continental, we'll let you stop in crew, and we'll let you see what they say in English. And that was the deal, basically. So I get the crew. They introduce me to the guy who runs all of basically where they build all the engines. And he says, I hear you're handy. He hands me a wrench and he says, get to work.
Well, you are handy. So, I mean, you got that covered.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, you know, he and I, just as a PS, he and I are now good friends. Like, he has come over to California with his family, and I, just like he toured me around his facility and let me build a car, I toured him around here in L.A., and you know, that's the thing about what we do is, you know, it's great. Like, I just drove the Bentley, the new Mulsanne, at 165 miles an hour down the Autobahn legally. That's a wonderful experience, Bob, and that is a great car to do it in. But it's the guys like Sean behind the scenes that you meet, or Brett, who runs interior design for Bentley. The amazing stories that these guys can share. Like, for example, I do this annual thing with Bob Boniface, our mutual friend, design director from Cadillac, now design director of Buick. He does a car party every year in his backyard. Literally, he's got a 2-acre backyard, and he invites all of, you would think it's the who's who of Detroit. You know, you got Dave Leone, you got Ralph Scheel, you got Mark Allen. And these are all guys bringing their personal cars over. They put them on the grass in this 2-acre backyard, and we all sit around and we have White Castle burgers, and we drink beer, and we tell stories about cars. And I literally was just there last week, and Dave Leone and I are talking, and we're talking about his personal XLRV, which he couldn't afford new, but he found one used with only 13,000 miles. And then right next to it was a 20,000-mile 1979 Eldorado. Do you realize that Dave Leone did the suspension on that car? He's been with General Motors for 39 years.
Wow.
39 years. And we will have that episode coming up, and you can see that.
What a great story. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Motoman is with us. And, again, remind folks, where's the best spot online for folks to get addicted to Motoman TV?
The easiest way to find us is just go to YouTube and type in Motoman TV, all one word, M-O-T-O. MANTV, all one word. They can also find us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And as you know, I'm very active on the socials, so they can actually directly ask me questions, and I'm usually very good about responding.
That's great. Fantastic. And let's talk a little bit about some of the other more recent adventures. Where have you been, and what have you been driving in the last couple of months?
Well, let's go back to Mercedes. I went over to Slovenia, of all places, and drove the new 2017 Mercedes-Benz C63S convertible. And that car, man, it is... It's like, you know how you and I were talking about all the technology of the BMW and the Maybach and all that's going on with new cars? The C63S is from a time gone by. It's like, it's the kind of car where it'll kill you if you don't know how to drive it. And I love it because of that. It can be sharp if you can push it to the edge, but if you are not a skilled driver, it is not the perfect car, and that is what makes it perfect to people like you and I.
That's right. That is fantastic. What a great experience that must have been. And you got to love those high-performance vehicles from AMG and Mercedes-Benz.
Let's just say a little bit behind the scenes here, and don't tell anybody at Mercedes-Benz, I got a little bit crazy on some farmer back roads. And I went to avoid a pothole, but then I hit the road, the piece of road that came out of the pothole, and I punctured a tire. Let's just say I had a really good time. How about that?
That's okay. I can tell you stories from my days at Motor Trend about certain journalists, you know, actually, well, there's one famous, and I won't tell the person, but... you know, the great canyons surrounding Los Angeles where Steve McQueen used to race and everything else.
Oh, yeah, that's my personal racetrack, my friend.
There's a former, he's an extraordinarily talented individual in the realm of photography. There's a former Motor Trend editor who once threw a Jag off one of those cliffs. So puncture.
Tire puncture is nothing.
Nothing to worry about. When we come back on the other side, more with Motor Man right here. This is Auto World.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? Are you telling you?
We've been talking a little bit with Motor Man about Cadillacs. That's a good bumper to be bringing us back with. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. And Motor Man is telling us about the ever-expanding program that you can check out, not only on YouTube, subscribe there, 130,000 plus folks and growing by leaps and bounds, and now available on the airlines and other digital platforms, plus the app, and the app is free.
Have some chips.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My daughter just, this takes you back to your childhood. Here you go, Motor Man. Do you remember this product called Jiffy Pop?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, do you remember you used to put it on the stove and you'd shake it and
absolutely.
Had not seen it for years, and just the other day, in where I presently live in the Orlando area of Florida for the time being, we found Jiffy Pop, and that's what my daughter just gave me, some Jiffy Pop. So how do you like that? A blast from the past.
I'm all of a sudden very hungry. I'm going to have to go get some.
So you drove that really cool Mercedes in a country that I can't pronounce. Where else have you been recently?
Well, we've kind of been all over. Went down to Spain to drive the new Volvo S90 and V90. Went to Austria to drive the 2017 Bentley Mulsanne, but not just the Mulsanne Speed, as well as the new Mulsanne extended wheelbase, the limousine. And then we did something very interesting, Bob. I want to share something we've never done before. We went with Mini, and they do this. I don't know if you're aware of this. They do this amazing event every 2 years with all the owners. They get 900 owners to drive across the U.S. on something called Mini Takes the State. And it's this amazing rally. It's not like Targa where you're racing. It's not competitive. But what they do is they go from racetrack to racetrack to racetrack. So we started at Atlanta Motor Speedway, went to Charlotte Motor Speedway, Richmond Motor Speedway, and then we went to some others like the new M1 Private Concourse, you know, that racetrack in Detroit that's actually on the site of where Pontiac used to have their manufacturing facility in Pontiac, Michigan, where actually my Fiero was built. And so we did this amazing road trip. So we've come up with a small mini-series, a five-episode mini-series that's more about the experience, the minis, and some of the unique things we saw across the country. And we've got that coming out starting next week. Very, very excited about that. And as part of that, we did a tech review and then a full first drive review of the new 2017 John Cooper Works convertible mini. So that was the first, what was the world premiere of that car.
Well, that's fantastic. And yes, I've done interviews on that drive, Mini Takes the States, and must be a great experience to go on there, because Mini owners, you know, not unlike Corvette owners, not unlike Ferrari owners, Porsche owners, Jeep owners, I mean, they're really, really passionate.
They're passionate, but they're a different breed. Like, I've done stuff with Corvette people, Ferrari people, Mercedes people. These people, no pretension whatsoever. They're just so fun. And I got to be honest with you, Bob, I didn't know what to expect going into it. Now I'm totally hooked. Like, I've kept in contact with these people. Like, for example, I'm going to D.C. to drive a Kia in 2 weeks. I'm actually going to stay and see a couple of the Mini owners that I met on this trip.
Wow, that is cool. And tell us a little bit more about your Volvo adventures. That must have been fun.
That was very, I'm a big fan of Spain. As you know, I lived in Europe twice, and I really love Spain. And you know what? Volvo did a very interesting thing. You know, when they sent out the invite and said, hey, come drive the S90, which is the sedan. But then they gave you a surprise. They said, okay, when you get here, you're going to be able to drive the V90, the wagon. I'm broke and I like weird cars. So anytime I could drive a brown station wagon, I'm excited. And sure enough, Bob, it was brown. It really was brown.
Wow.
I got to drive the S90 and the V90, and I got, again, back to the people, I got to meet the chief engineer of the car. His name is Stefan. What an amazing guy. He's been at Volvo for years, but he's major, major car guy. Like, the reason why the 960 back in the day and the current base suspension of the S and V90s have a transverse mount leaf spring is because this guy is a real car guy. And that's why it handles the way it does, even if you don't opt for the air ride suspension in that car. But I got to tell you, Bob, the S90 is so good. It is, if someone is thinking about an E-Class, a 5 Series, even a Cadillac, I would suggest they at least go and drive the Volvo. It is such a complete package. Granted, design-wise, it beats all the cars I just mentioned. The only area that I would say I didn't like as much is the engine. It's got plenty of power. It's not underpowered. It's actually very quick. It's just not as supple as some of the V6 offerings.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. And certainly, there was a lot of concern with Volvo enthusiasts when the company was bought by a Chinese group. But those folks, like the folks at Tata, Indian-based company, have done great things, and they've done the right thing, and that's, let the Jag and Range Rover, Land Rover people, let them do their thing, and the same thing is happening.
I would argue Geely with Volvo is doing a better job of revitalizing the brand than Tata is doing with Jaguar.
No kidding.
The main
reason
why I say that is they know that there is a perception issue when you farm stuff out. Like, I don't know if you saw recently, Jaguar just announced they're no longer going to be making their own V8s. They're going to start buying V8s from BMW. Now, it helped Jaguar from very much a being counterpoint of view, but I want a whole car from Jaguar. I want a whole car from Mercedes. And I think looking back, it may be a problem for them that they took this decision. I can understand why from a financial point of view, but I think from when someone's sitting in a showroom is not as analytical as you and I, they may say, I'm going to buy the BMW instead of this because I want a whole car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that was a little bit of news. I didn't realize that. I must have missed that.
They just made the announcement. I want to say last week. And what Volvo did is they went the exact opposite. They used to not make their own engine for many, many years. And they were fine with it, but now they brought on the guy who's the chief engineer for the engine. He comes from Volkswagen, so he came in and said, "I'm only coming to you guys if I can have free reign." And he said, let's simplify the process, let's make two engine families, and that's it. And as a result, they're able to control their own destiny because they're the ones that create their own engine strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're totally right there on the mark for years. Volvo used to do these collaborations with some rather funky companies. I mean, you can look at even the DeLorean. Yeah, the DeLorean had an engine which was developed by Renault and Volvo and another brand as well.
Yeah,
so
Renault Volvo with a PRV V6, very common engine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
If you want to hear a fun fact, Bob, you and I have a common friend in Dave Kinney.
Kinney
and I spent the weekend together last weekend in Michigan, and we watched a car go through the RM Sotheby's sale that had a Peugeot Renault V6 turbo engine, and it was a 1990 Renault Alpine. It wasn't perfect. It was like a solid driver condition. Take a wild guess what that car sold for.
Wow, at the Concours of America sale, I can only imagine.
Just take a wild guess. Take a wild guess what it was.
All right, so break it down for me one more time. It was a
1990 Renault Alpine, which is a proper sports car.
Oh, yeah.
It's not available in the U.S., never was.
Yeah, I know the vehicle.
Play. And so it's a rare car. It's legal in the U.S. now. And it was the Turbo V6, and it was in nice condition. It was black, good color. What do you think it went for?
And this is not the vehicle that has the engine rear-mounted, right? Is it?
Yes, it's the rear-mounted engine. Yes, you know it well. It's the rear.
I do. All right, so I'm going to guess 90 grand.
Okay, you know what, Bob? I'll tell you what. You give me 90 grand.
I wish I had it. There was a time. As you know, I will give you my rant on that. Motorman, we're going to get you back really soon. Everybody, watch Motorman TV.
Every morning, their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.